January 29th at 7 o'clock p.m., and you are on live with Ask Kathleen. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, sis, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. It is good to be back on the radio. It's Sunday night, January
29th.
Yay!
I wanted to congratulate you. The show last week, it was really fun.
That was fun, wasn't it?
It was. It was really great.
I had a good time. Yep. I had a good day. They wore me out, though.
Did you get to go home with one of those fruit decorations? So, is that the lady made?
I got the fruit. No, Chanel. That was Chanel of Palate Pleasures. I had 4 fruit drinks. But to my credit, that I didn't give you one. It was mango.
Luckily for I.
So you know you're not allowed to have anything mango.
Right. Oh my goodness.
Right.
Everything
so
has mango
those.
In it. Whatever.
Yeah. So I drank those. So the other one, she has 2 other ones that are, what is it? Pina. Colada something, but without alcohol in it, and mm-hmm. Those are really good too.
That's
so
great.
Yeah, so we had a really good, but I was tired.
I can only imagine. It was a blast though.
Yeah, it was a blast. So
we have something exciting going on tonight.
Yes, we do. We have another exciting guest tonight, and she was one of the guests with us last week, but she didn't get to talk a whole lot. So we have her back this evening, and she's going to be talking to us about vacations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
everybody's favorite topic.
That's right. So Cassandra Williams will be here with us tonight to talk about vacations. She is our resident vacation therapist. So I think that is so cool to have a vacation therapist. I needed a vacation therapist from the time I was born.
I'll tell you, I've never, ever heard of a vacation therapist, but how appropriate, especially
isn't that
in
awesome?
This world that we live in, how appropriate. I love vacations, and I'm a vacationer. When I go on vacation, I don't do anything. I'm terrible. I don't move. I don't look over to the right. I don't look to the left. I don't ride a bike.
But do you know what? We have never been on vacation.
I know. Isn't that something? We have to do something about that. Only if you're going to go on vacation and vacation, though. You know, people go on a vacation and they want to go parachuting and parasail and they want to jump off the cliff and they want to go shopping here and there, and all I do is sit. And sit
you
some more.
You
sit
don't
some more.
Nothing? Nothing? You won't do anything?
I will eat.
Okay.
I'll shop. I'll eat
only,
and I'll shop.
And that's the only time you'll eat is on vacation, I gather.
We went on vacation and we went to Maui. And we had another couple. They took us, and so they wanted to go to this waterfall. I think it took like 6 days to get this waterfall. I was so angry. We're driving for hours and hours and hours, and there was no food along this path to this waterfall, and there was no food on the way back. It was just this long, bumpy ride, and the road that they call it the Road to Hana. This road was built when the original Hawaiian king was king, and they haven't fixed it since. 1700s.
Don't make me scream. You are so crazy. Was it okay? Well, wait a minute. Was it like that road that we used to take from Kingston to Port Antonio where we had to stop and throw up on the side of the road?
No, that was a beautiful road.
compared to this one?
Compared to this one. No, I'm saying they haven't paved that road since the 1700s or the 1800s. No pavement at all. It's just rock and then nothing, and then rock and then nothing, and rocking. So, you know, they want you to have the authentic experience.
Oh,
that
boy.
Was just something else. But the waterfall, it was actually beautiful. Yes, it was beautiful. The waterfall was magnificent, but come on.
Yeah,
so, you know.
That is crazy. But when I go vacationing, I don't like to do too... I like to do the touristy things. Like, you know, I go jet skiing. But I'll tell you this crazy story real quick about when I went jet skiing in St. Thomas. I was in St. Thomas at some hotel. And you could, you know, go down to the water, of course, and get... You have to get one of the... Well, you don't have to, but I had never been jet skiing before. And here I am by myself at the ocean side. So I go and I get one of the trainers, you know, some of the people that will go out mm-hmm. with you, teach you how to jet ski and then go out with you on the water. So
right.
I hire the, you know, I pay for the jet ski thing and go down to the water. And, I'm, you know, you wait in line till your turn because you have a special time to go. So my time, whatever it was, let's say 2 o'clock. And so the guy gets on his jet ski, and I get on mine. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. We're not going on the same one.
Oh, my God.
The same jet ski? You're going on your own, and I'm going on mine. He's like, yeah, you're going on your own, and I'll just tell you how to drive it. So I get on the jet ski, and you know I can't swim, right?
Right. That was my next question. It's like, you said I went to Maui without you. You went and learned to swim without me? That's exactly what I was going to say.
No, I can't swim. So we get on the jet ski, and he starts telling me, okay, this is how you turn. This is how you know, this is when you're turning, you got to give it some gas, and then you're going to go straight out, and we're going to ride
how
way out.
How many life jackets did you have on?
I didn't have one a life jacket. I didn't have one a life. Did I have one a life jacket? Give me. I have to look on my picture. Let me look. Did I have one? Yeah, I think I had a life jacket on.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yes, I had on a life jacket. I'm looking at the picture right now. It's up on Facebook. So we get on the jet ski, and he's, you know, right off the shore, he shows you how to do the turns and all that other kind of stuff. So he tells me in order to make a turn to go left or go right, while you're turning, you have to give it gas. You know, it's not like a car where you're supposed to slow down when you turn. You have to give it gas when you get a turn. So I start going out a little bit into the water, and he says, okay, so now I just want you to practice, do a turn. So I start trying to turn, but I'm scared to give it gas because when you give it gas, the thing shoots off like a rocket. So
a
I
rocket.
Give it gas, he shoots off, and I'm panicking, right? So I start crying. I'm like, no, I can't do this. I can't do this. And he says, just turn and give it some gas. I'm like, no, I'm screaming. I'm like, I'm going to drown. I'm going to drown. So I tell him, take me back. Take me back. So he said, would you just look up, look up. So I look up, and I'm 2 inches off the shoreline. Off the beach. And you can stand up in the water. Stop
Oh, my
screaming.
God.
It was
hilarious.
Well,
that's perfect. That's as far away from the shore as you should be if you can't swim.
That's as far as I got. So then finally I calmed down, and I went out with him, and we went way out into the deep water, and I got hooked. And I wanted to go again, and he's like, you can't go again because your time is up. You spent most of the time crying 2 inches
in
off
around.
The shore.
Oh, that's so
anyway.
Much fun. Well,
yeah, it was,
that you deserve applause. Yay!
Oh, yeah. See, that was hilarious. Boy, but we need to go on vacation. So I think
now for anyone who is listening, though, we have been away to vacation areas, but we just never have gone on a vacation together.
No, we were never on vacation. We've always gone to Jamaica. Where
something or another.
We can talk about that later. How they put us to work. The one time we went to Jamaica and went to that hotel, that's a whole show we could do on that. Remember that hotel Daddy put us in?
What was that
a hotel for real? Anyway.
You ever watch those sci-fi shows, the sci-fi channel? That could have been an episode. I'm telling you right now, we could reenact that.
That was the scariest place I've ever been in my life. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, I'm going to start crying. I'm crying. I'm crying.
Taking over the ladies' vacation. Can you let the therapist in so she can tell people how to get a vacation?
Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome to Ask Kathleen, the woman who is going to show you how and why you should be taking a vacation. Our own vacation therapist, welcome to Ask Kathleen, Ms. Cassandra Williams. Yay!
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Hi, Cassandra.
Hello. I enjoyed that. I want to go on vacation with both of you.
Listen, Philly, you will be angry by the time it's over because we can cut up. My God.
That's fun. That's what it's all about. But every vacation is unique.
Yeah,
some people do like to do a lot of activities. I'm one. I do. I love to go jet skiing and zip lining, whatever else I can do. And then some people just like to sit on the beach, and that's why we call it Dream Getaways for You. It's whatever you want, you know, whatever rocks your boat.
I love it. So listen, tell us about how you, I would love to know, well, tell us what a vacation therapist is for everyone who doesn't know, and how you got involved in this. First, tell us, what is a vacation therapist? What does that mean?
Okay. A vacation therapist is someone who realizes the value of a vacation and will help you, support you, and coach you to take the vacation of your dreams that you need to take. So often we're workaholics and we put off taking a vacation. But in my book, vacations are therapeutic and you really need them. So I am an enabler. I help you take that vacation that you need to take. And also I offer you good prices, so that makes it affordable as well.
And how did you get into this?
Well, I always love to take vacations. I mean, that's like I work and then I plan my next vacation. I take that and then I go back to work to make some more money and then I plan my next vacation. So when I retired and decided to go into something else, as a social worker, I said, well, I've always worked in workforce development and one of the greatest problems is stress on the job, and I think it's even more so now with the economy. Most companies are working us to death. And heart attacks are greater. You know, people are falling over at their desk because they're just working too much. And so I said, well, if I'm going to do travel, let me look at it from my professional background and help people realize that it's not something that's a luxury, that it really is something that helps you health-wise. It's a health benefit. And so that's what I'm coming from. I'm coming from that angle that it's all about how to have life balance. You know, we work hard, so we should also play hard. And it's so much fun. We had fun as children playing hard. You know, you and your sister talked about that hotel. I don't know how many years ago that was, but you remember it like it was yesterday because you've created a memory that's important, and we have to have that in our lives. As we get older, we seem to push that in the back, you know, and we say, oh, no, that's not important. I don't have time for vacation. I may lose my job. But employers now are looking at it as a health benefit. And so I'm doing that with employees as well. I'm telling them, look, you want productive workers? You want happy workers? Let them take vacations, and I can show them how to do it at a discount. So that's how I got into it, and it's fun.
That is incredible. I think that is really wonderful. So do you find that most people are not taking vacations regularly, or tell me about that? Because I can tell you when the last time
I took
vacations. I do not.
Oh, you do not. Okay, so a workaholic. Okay, so you understand what I mean. I was speaking to a car dealer, and I went to this to the manager, and I told him that I wanted to come in and speak to his workers because, you know, I had these really great packages, how they could take vacations at a discount. And he started bragging. I haven't had a vacation in 2 or 3 years. And, you know, that's great, but he's at a really higher risk for a heart attack because of that. And statistics have shown that men who don't take vacations are at a risk for a heart attack, and women fall in, you know, in that as well. And so I have found, yes, people are not taking vacations, but as soon as I mention the word, everyone starts smiling. So if we like them so much, why don't we do that? you know, but it's a hassle now. You know, you go online and you try to book your flight and you try to coordinate your family, your friends, or whatever. And so I think that's part of it. It has become stressful as well to plan a vacation, so that's where I come in. You know, we have vacations. They're already on a calendar. You pick one that you want, you click, and you go, and it's that easy. I also have my one-day vacations. I'm calling them my mini vacations without passports, because I realize that we live in the greatest vacation city in the world, New York City. When was the last time you went to the Empire State Building? Or you went to see a Broadway play?
Well, when we went to Broadway this past week, we went to see Mountaintop, and we'll actually talk about that a little bit later. So
we did go to
Broadway, right, sis? Even though we didn't get to go together, we went to Broadway.
Wonderful, absolutely
That was awesome.
Great.
And let's see, the Empire State Building. The last time I went to the Empire State Building was for a business meeting.
Work. Okay. So that's what I want to do. I want to help people see that we have some of the really great vacation spots right here. And if we go with our friends and family, it can be like a mini vacation. So I'm putting those together. And the next thing I have coming up is my wine tasting party, which is also a vacation here in Queens. And we're going to learn about different wines so that when we do travel to California or France or Italy or South Africa, we'll know about the wines of those different regions. So those are my many vacations that I'm doing.
That's incredible. Well, most of the reasons that people don't take vacation, one, I could run down a whole list of them. One is money, and you can address them as I go. So one of them, the top one, has got to be we don't have enough money.
Okay. How about a cruise for $69? Can you afford that?
Hey, what? Sorry.
Is it leaving tomorrow?
I have to check my website. We have different price points. You know, it depends what it is you want and where you want to go and how long you want to go. So there are different prices, and I think that is one of the biggest problems. People feel they don't have enough money to go, but they do.
Wow.
That's what else? What is another excuse?
So that's one.
Let me knock them down.
Well, I'm afraid to go on vacation. I'm glad you said cruise first, especially now. I was watching something yesterday about the cruising industry and how they may lose a little bit because of the, fear about the last incident that just happened with the cruise liner.
I don't believe they'll lose a thing.
I don't either, because that was so unusual. That doesn't happen. I mean, cruises, I don't go on them myself, but there is a lot to do on a cruise ship, and there's a lot of people that you might meet for the first time, as well as, you know, people do family reunions and 50th birthday parties and all kinds of themes that you can use when you go on a cruise. And also, you start saving in advance, and so people also have found that that makes it more affordable for them, you know, but as I said, we do have different prices. So if you're going with like-minded people, it makes it more fun, you know, and it takes some of that fear out of it.
Right.
Another
thing
is people don't have vacation time.
That was a good one. That's a good one.
On their jobs, they don't?
Right. A lot of people don't have collective vacation times on their jobs because they take them to take their children to the doctor, or they take them, you know, when they're out sick, or, you know, maybe they have to go get their driver's license or anything like that, and then they seem to dwindle or chip away at their time.
Right. Last year I went to a spa in Pennsylvania. We left Thursday and came back Sunday night. One day, you know, I missed from work.
There you go. Well, you can't argue with that, a weekend vacation. And I was just talking to a girlfriend of mine, Norma. I was talking to Norma today, Ronnie, and she was on her way back from – she lives in Southern California, and she was on her way back from Vegas. And I said, oh, wow, I hope you guys had a good time. And she said, yeah, we just went for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So she went to work Friday. Saturday morning they got up, went to Vegas, and then they're on their way back from Vegas right now, and she's going back to work tomorrow. So, you know.
Right. I went to Vegas twice last year, but it was for work. That's actually where we have our conferences and meetings in Vegas. But I mean, there's so many things you can do. What I want to do is a trip to a winery in Long Island. We would leave Sunday morning and come back Sunday afternoon. You know,
right.
So there again, you have a lot of fun. You're going to be tasting different wines, networking with different people, you know, learning about Long Island and, you know, even the scenery of Long Island. And so it's just, again, as my word, therapeutic. You feel good, you had a good time, and you go back to work ready to, you're ready to get back to that drudgery. You know, hopefully that's not. We all love our jobs. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. So there's just so much that you can do and have a good time. And as I'm saying over and over again, it's important for your health. You know, studies show that you can reduce your risk of a heart attack by 32%, you know, for men and 50% for women. So why not? Why not do it?
Right.
Wow.
And that's an important thing, too, to talk about a little bit is the whole health aspect, because most people that I know who avoid taking vacations or haven't taken one in a long time, they're, you know, so engrossed in their work that the time goes by so quickly they don't, all they can see is the next project or the next thing that they have to get done, and they don't factor out how to take a vacation or how often they can do it or whatever. So how do you actually plan it, Cassandra? Do you plan it just like, you know, how do people get from being a workaholic or so engrossed and focused on work to being somebody who is a vacationer?
Okay, well, I guess I can coach you in that. I guess that's where it comes in. But we do have a list of vacations that are coming up. So we're talking about a vacation in St. Martin. Kathleen, you were there when it was conceived. We were at a networking party, and so we talked about, wow, this was a lot of fun sitting around networking and hearing about each other's businesses. Why don't we do this in a vacation atmosphere? So that's planned for July 26th. And, you know, hopefully we will all get together and continue the fun. But, I mean, look how many months away that is. So you go to your boss and you put down on a slip of paper, you write a memo, I'd like to take a vacation, you know, July 26th. And so you start building towards that in terms of whatever your projects may be at work. But also I have lots of pictures to show people about the vacation spot that we're going to or even previous vacations. And to me, you just build up that excitement. And the whole idea of that last vacation you took, Kathleen, where you were, you know, out there on the water, afraid that you were drown. And even the fear, and I think that's what vacations are all about. I know for me, like I said, I went zip lining in Costa Rica. I'm afraid of heights. But I had so much fun because I'm on vacation, and I guess I have a sense that nothing bad's going to happen to me. And so I'm a little bit more of a risk taker during a vacation. But just, you know, playing back some of those scenes for people and letting people look at the pictures of vacations, they get into the whole idea of it. And I have a whole presentation that I can do for people of some of the trips that we've taken. And I think I always ask the question, you know, how many people like to take a vacation? And everyone raises their hands. And then I'll say, how many people deserve a vacation? And people usually raise both hands. So it's not a hard sell, you know, because everyone loves a vacation, you know, and it's not hard, but it's just a matter of doing your time management so that you know, there may be certain time frames on your job when you can't leave. So you just work around that and you just plan it and save for it and go. And then when you come back, everyone wants to know, how was your vacation? And we're in the age now, we can send pictures back from the vacation site, you know, while you're still there. You know, a lot of times we're on our laptop sending pictures back to the job like, oh, you should be here. I even have a sign that says that. So, you know, the next time there are more people that would like to go with you because they come back. And when you come back, they see the glow, you know, of how much fun you had. So I love my job. I love what I do because it is an easy sell. You know, I love what I do.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. I love what you do, too.
Thank you.
We have a question. We have a caller on the line. Welcome to Ask Kathleen. Caller, your number ends in 1217. I think I know who this is. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, good evening, Kathleen. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi,
Ms. Williams.
Hello.
This is Cassandra Williams. I had to make sure I clarify, not Kathleen, but Cassandra Williams. good afternoon. I have a question. I have a question. I think I met you, Miss Williams, at Thomasina's networking event that they had at Thomasina's. I think you gave me your information, your card. My question is, when is the best time to go on a vacation, like if you're going to the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, or Dominican Republic, but not like a cruise, just like to go to the island? I'm not sure when is the best type of season. You have hurricanes and tornadoes or whatever.
Right. It depends on, I guess I would say, the amount of money you want to spend. It's more expensive during the winter, so like November on until about March, April, it's more expensive. And then it's cheaper as we move into the summer months. I have been finding out through my own experiences that you don't really want to go to the Caribbean in September because of the hurricanes, as you said. The rates are lower. I have found that a lot of times the hotels will lower their prices, and I've been sucked into that. And had to, you know, put sandbags outside my window because they were expecting hurricanes. So I would not recommend September.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
But it really depends on the destination.
So November, like November, December, is it like it's more expensive, but is it safe at least, or?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
And maybe not as crowded because some of the islands can be very crowded during the summer.
Okay. All righty. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank
so if you still have my card, give me a call.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Nicole. Thanks for playing. That's a good question, too, because that's another reason that we didn't think of to mention that people are concerned about. They don't really, they're not that familiar with various location spots and therefore don't know when to go, how to plan it, and what to do. So let's say you're going to take a vacation to, you know, Paris. What would be the steps? If I've never been to Paris, Cassandra, what would be the thing that I should do?
Oh, wow. This is one of the things I loved. We went to Paris some years ago, and there's something called Black Paris, and it's a tour of Paris through the African-Americans experience. So I would go online first and pull that up because they give you a whole idea of different things that you can, locations that you would want to go visit. But we usually have a trip in September to Paris, and that's when it's discounted. I would do research online about Paris. You can call up your vacation therapist and ask her if she knows anything about the trips to, you know, whatever location. And I would give my recommendations. The whole idea is to find out what it is you want. Okay, now, Ronnie sounds like she wants more of a laid-back, take-it-easy vacation. But
except
Kathleen,
in Paris.
You might want to
in Paris, you have to walk around. You have to see everything. You have to eat all the cheese, and you have to shop.
And wine. You got to have wine. So now Kathleen and Ronnie could probably have a wonderful vacation in Paris together because they do the same kinds of things. There's so much to see that I would take a tour of the city and, you know, go to all the museums and, you know, whatever it is that you like. If you like jazz, they have wonderful jazz. So those would be my recommendations, you know, once I had an idea of what it was that you like to do. Some people just do the art museums, or some people just drink wine, you know. So Paris has so much to offer. It has a wonderful nightlife. And so I would, you know, make my recommendations based on what I, you know, gained from you. But what we've found that with, I would say more recently, most of us are booking our vacations online, and so we go to various websites that will tell you about the hotels and, you know, the airline and everything, but you don't get the little specific details. And so that's why I like to have that hands-on kind of experience, too, with my customers, because if I don't know, I'll find out from someone who is more or less an expert of that area. You know, but
oh, that's
would
wonderful.
Be
something. That is wonderful.
Yeah, I would recommend. Some of the places I've been more recently. St. Martin every year.
Wow.
St. Martin happens to be one of my favorite places in the world. Because it's a small island and I can kind of get around it and know it pretty well. 2 months ago, I went to Jamaica.
Do you drive while you're in St. Martin?
No. I'm embarrassed to say that. No. I usually have someone who does. Either my sister or my husband can drive. I can't drive through the mountains. I'm petrified. My husband thinks he's in a James Bond movie, and so he likes to race through the mountains, and it's all right for him. But I can't. So I take the bus when I'm there without a driver. But you can also, they have good car service, too. I planned my cousin's 60th birthday party in St. Martin a few years ago, and that's what we did. We did car service. But more recently, I went to Jamaica, and I was looking at going to Curacao. I may, you know, do that. And Cancun, we're doing actually a contest for people who would like to win a trip to Cancun.
Yes.
And then also we have, I did take a trip to, Puerto Vallarta, Los Cabos. And this was with my membership. There were 1,000 of us that went on that trip. At the time it was planned, no one had any idea it was going to be that massive, but it turned out to be 1,000 people, and it was just wonderful. It was such a large resort that none of us bumped into each other. We just really had a good time, you know, hanging out with whoever you wanted to hang out with. And that's what's so great about the membership, because you meet people who are like-minded, and, you know, some like to go zip lining and some like to, you know, go snorkeling or whatever. And so that's how you end up, your, you know, hooking up with people. Paris was for my birthday. You know, Italy. There's just so many places I have not been that I would love to go to, but there's so many places I'd like to go back to. I love the Caribbean. And of
what
course,
are some of the...
Some of the places that what?
Some of the things that you recommend for foreign travel. You know, a lot of people get nervous when you say, oh, you're going to go to Italy or you're going to go to Egypt. What are the, some of the recommendations you have for getting prepared to go on an international vacation?
Well, definitely the Internet. There's so much information on the Internet. And then there's usually like a little network of people. As you talk to people, you find out, you know, I was staying online and getting my coat the other night, leaving a dance, and I was telling someone about my wine tasting party. And this woman turned and said to me, oh, I went to Italy, and, you know, we went to all the different vineyards. So, I mean, there is like a network of people that you can talk to, but more than likely it's the easiest way is to go online and to go to the different sites. And every country or area has like its own tourist website that you can check out things on. And like I said, if you come through me, then I definitely would find out from my network to let people know more about the particular area they're going to. I guess the Middle East, I feel a little bit more, I don't feel as comfortable as going to Egypt right now, but I know people who have gone, you know, as recent as 6 months ago, and it was very safe. So it depends. And I talk to people. That's really how I find out, to get a sense of what their experience was. And I don't know. It doesn't scare me. So I just go. You know, I go and find out for myself. I went to Rome a few years ago, and my husband was pickpocketed. And I'm told that you have to be very careful sometimes when you're traveling, because people, you know, they're in those tourist areas, and they will, you know, notice that you're distracted, and, you know, maybe you will have to be careful in that way. But generally, it's pretty safe. I mean, I really have not heard too many horror stories. I can tell you some horror stories about New York City. You know, so we live in a city where we have to be on guard, and so I would make that recommendation when you travel abroad. You know, you don't leave your luggage in your car, and you don't, you know, flash money. You just do the same kinds of things you would do when you're at home. You know,
right,
even if you're from a little town somewhere in the Midwest, you still have to be on your guard when you're traveling.
And that, that's
answer?
A good point, too, because I remember, Ronnie, actually Carol, our sister, went to, I think she was in Paris, and in the hotel room, the you know, they had some trouble with somebody breaking into their hotel room and so forth. So I know there's a lot of things that people can do to protect themselves and protect their belongings. You know, if you go shopping, maybe you want to use a safe or, you know, those kinds of things like that.
Right. And so, then, you know, you're not flashy. You know, you don't have your money out when you're shopping. And if somebody comes up to you, you know, you try to be very careful, you know, listening, watching, make sure that they don't have, like, they don't double up on you and one pickpockets you. But I think the main idea is that you are on vacation and you are having a good time, but you're really not letting your guard down. You know, so if you're going to the Caribbean.
Travel in groups, would you recommend that?
Yes, but sometimes you can also travel alone, and you would actually be a little bit more careful as a single woman. I would recommend that you don't get a room that's by the stairwell or by the elevator. You know, you want to be somewhere in the middle. I was in St. Martin a couple of years ago, and they placed me, like, in the bottom level of the hotel near the beach entrance, and I didn't feel comfortable, and I asked them if they would change my room. So, you know, you would just be a little bit more,
Oh, no, I said that's a great idea. That's a good point.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's great to travel in a group, but I wouldn't say that I'm not going to go somewhere because I don't have, you know, a partner to travel with. I think it's sometimes more fun when you have a group, but there are times when you may not be able to find that person that can take off when you want to take off. So I still think you can have a good time alone.
Okay. This is very interesting. Yeah. So we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be back in just one quick second. I think everybody stay tuned. I have the question that's gonna come up next. If you're able to answer it, you might be one of the lucky people to win a free trip. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Ask Kathleen. The number is 909-265-9189, 909-265-9189. And if you are on the line, welcome to everybody who is on the line. We have a number of listeners on. Definitely press 1 if you would like to ask a question of Cassandra, or if you have a trip, a vacation story that you can share with us. I'd love to hear from you. So we'll be back in just a quick second. I'm here with Ronnie, my co-host, and I'm Kathleen Williams, and we're talking with Cassandra Williams, the vacation therapist. We'll be right back.
There are so many fun things we all can do to be healthier, no matter who you are or where you are. So let's move.
Well, here we go. We're getting set to get underway.
Let's stretch in the grass.
Great play.
Let's play tag.
What a play.
Let's jump up and down.
Oh, what a way to finish it.
And most of all, let's eat better so that we have the energy we need to play an hour a day every day.
Everyone can play. Just go to letsmove.gov to learn more.
The 99th came eyeball to eyeball in air-to-air combat with the German Luftwaffe.
Bombers would be here, we'd be above the bombers, to provide sort of a net against the German planes coming down.
We said we'd better get a real name and identification so that the bombers and the Germans would know when we were on a mission. And it was decided jointly that we would paint the tails red, and we became known as the Red Tails.
When you buy a car, what are you really buying? A shiny coat of paint? A list of features? What about the strength of the steel? The integrity of its design? Or how it responds in extreme situations? The deeper you look, the more you see the real differences. And the more you understand what it means to own a Mercedes-Benz. The C-Class. The engineering of Mercedes-Benz. Starting at $33,600.
You're white. Start out with a bright future. Then, over time, they become dull and begin to lose their luster. Because washing in the Bargain brand can leave dirt from the wash on your clothes, causing your white to get dingy. New improved Tide Plus Bleach helps to remove the dirt in one wash to bring your white back to bright. Turning whitish to wow. Tide Plus Bleach. Style is an option. Clean is not.
Applebee's 2 for $20 and back and fresher than ever.
So Dave, you and the wife have separate tables now?
Honey, it's lunch for 20 club night.
I think it's mine.
Aí ele foi, eu tava indo igreja evangélica, aí ele falou assim, eu tô com muita fé em Deus, eu vou fazer cirurgia. Eu tenho cirurgia, correu tudo bem com a cirurgia, sabe? Aí ele começou a ficar, não parece que ficou em coma, não como não, eu sempre fui conhecer ele, eu contei, depois foi tirou ele. Aí ele começou a conversar com ele já, tal. Aí tem mais 100 anos, depois de cirurgia, conversou com a mãe dele, conversou com a Marina todo dia lá, fica com ele lá. Aí desamarrei, foi no banheiro, aí veio pra conversar com ele e tal, ele deu um negócio lá, a bebê arrebentou. gente não sabe. Morreu novo. Mas o médico já tinha falado pra você, né? Hã? Ah, a mãe dela põe ela lá em cima, né, Sérgio? Mãe dela põe ela lá em cima. A mãe dela falou assim que depois que ele morreu, ela nunca mais queria mexer com o homem. Um dia falou isso comigo, eu falei com ela assim, querem pôr a Marlene lá em cima, né? Querem pôr a Marlene assim, como santa, como não mexe com o homem, né? Eu fui um dia e falei com ela assim, engraçado. Que o Theo separou, eu já arrumei outros homens, e ela que é viúva, não arrumou, eu não ponho minha mão no fogo por ela, não, minha filha. Porque... Eu falei desde o dia com a mãe dela, porque ela, com o marido dela trabalhando, olha você ver, com o marido dela trabalhando, ela traiu o marido dela, com o ex-namorado dela, quando ela era solteira, que ela namorou com um rapaz, sabe? Foi ter num motel lá em Caxias, o marido dela, esse que morreu, trabalhando lá, no sol quente lá de pedreiro lá. E ela, minha filha, foi no centro de Patinga, não sei o que precisa fazer lá, foi escondido o marido dela. Falou com o marido dela, assim, que ia lá no centro de Patinga. Mas não falou com o marido dela o dia que ia, não, entendeu? E ele, quando ia trabalhar, ele lá e almoçava por lá, que ele levava comida, né? Então, chegava em casa só 5 horas da tarde. Aí, minha filha, ela falou comigo que foi encontrar com o ex-namorado dela lá no centro de Patinga, lá no hotel, já tinha ido para os Estados Unidos na época. Aí, foi lá pro centro de Patinga e ficou com o ex-marido dela no motel. O ex-namorado dela no motel. Falei assim, não, Marlene, você é doida, mulher. Ela falou assim, ah, eu fui mesmo. E agora que ela ficou viúva, ela vai ficar chupando dedo? Não viu ela que eu falei com a mãe dela uma vez? Depois que morreu, que ela falou assim, que depois que morreu, já tinha o quê? Tinha uns 5, 6 meses que tinha morrido.
Welcome to SBN News,
90-second
news break. President Barack Obama authorized Navy SEAL Team 6 for a rescue mission in Somalia. He directed his security team to develop a rescue plan after intelligence emerged last week that the health of the hostage was deteriorating rapidly. The president said the U.S. will not tolerate the abduction of our people and will spare no effort to secure the safety of our citizens and bring their captives to justice. The U.S. Supreme Court has banned law enforcement officers from planting GPS tracking bugs on suspect vehicles without a search warrant, but the ruling is unlikely to have an impact on other methods like mobile phone tracking software. New data this week show more American women are choosing to give birth at home, opposed to in a hospital setting. The number has increased 29% in recent years, according to the report's findings. The most common participants are women 35 and older with multiple children. That 29% increase was between 2004 and 2009 after a 14-year decline. A woman from Atlanta says she lost her mind after winning $72 million in the lottery, but she plans to keep working. The woman says she urged her boyfriend to buy the ticket when he went into a food mart to buy a candy bar. They chose the cash option and went home with $52 million. There you have it. I'm Jerome Esprit for Espritnet News.
Falou isso mesmo comigo.
Hi, everybody. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it must have been my other phone. I had to call in from my cell phone because I'm not getting... You all couldn't hear me before, or could you?
No.
Huh?
There was a foreign language on.
Because I was talking and talking and talking, and I couldn't hear anybody. So anyway, I'm on the cell phone now, so let me go mute the other phone because we're getting feedback. Hold on.
É? Ah, falou isso, foi na época que eu fui de Patinga, né? Que você ficou aqui na mãe, mas foi de Patinga, passou na sala, uma noite.
Oh, who is that?
É, que ela falou
That's
comigo.
That's what we heard.
Ela falou comigo lá em Patinga, ela falou, seu Leninha.
Who
eu queria
she?
Que ele falasse a verdade. As pessoas não vão levar a mãe sério, se não vão fechar. E eu não sei, não, hein? Você é lindo pelo jeito que eu vejo, tá levando a mãe sério. Agora eu não posso falar nada, não, mano. Se ele vai, não vai levar sua mãe sério, se vai, se não vai, eu não sei. Mas pelo jeito que ele tá com a sua mãe lá, vai lá pra casa da sua mãe, fica lá e tal.
Lord
parece
have mercy,
é sério,
where
né?
is she coming from?
Não é que você é. Mas eu falei com ele lá. Se for pra ele fazer a mãe sofrer, que ele larga a mãe, não sei o quê. Ele fica calado, né?
All right. I have no idea what to do with that. I don't understand a word she's saying. I have no idea what to do with that.
Said doido.
We don't know where she came from. She just started speaking during the break.
Okay, because I don't have any lines unmuted. And she's still here.
He has a party line.
Fazer o quê, né?
Você
já jantou, mãe? Tomou remédio?
Yes.
Que ela, amanhã ela vai fazer o exame, sabe? Amanhã ela vai fazer o exame. É, aquele exame de ultrassom, ultrassonografia.
Okay, so maybe we have to hang up and call back.
Ela vai fazer amanhã.
The...
Aí ela tem que ficar em jejum 8 horas.
Okay.
Aí ela não queria jantar,
cross,
não, né? Eu falei, não, mãe, só pode jantar. E amanhã tá marcado
para
mais
de
10 amanhã. Eu falei, não, mãe, só pode jantar.
Senhora.
Só pode jantar e tomar seu remédio de pressão.
Como
e tomar
é
água e ficar quieto. Aí não como mais nada.
Can you hang up, lady? Como, por favor.
Não, mas já tem, a mulher falou assim que tem que ser 8 horas, né? Mas eu falei com ela, só pode comer até meia-noite.
So everybody, if you're listening,
aí
I'm
depois de
meia-noite
vai dormir, aí
só
noite de 10 e 15... Durante
That's
a madrugada não
come,
não bebe nada. E de manhã só não come, não bebe nada. Até a senhora
okay.
fazer. Aí ela só falou assim, tá bom.
Aí
ela
já
quer, não quer comer mais
again.
Nada, né? Ali na rua, ali, ó. Que aqui tem. Aí, aquele lá que apareceu e falou assim, esse aqui é 300 conto. Você lembra que ela falou? Aí é muito desesperada ela, né? Sai, cachorro. Aí ela falou que era que era 300 cacetados, você lembra? Eu falei assim, tá doido? Nesse tudo não, menino. Aí ela falou que é, né? Aí ela foi levou o papel lá e conversou lá. E falou que o exame é cento e pouco reais pra fazer, né? Mas com a prefeitura pagando a metade, aí vai pra 60. Aí a mãe vai pagar 60 reais. Entendeu? Aí eu fui lá e marquei. Fui lá semana passada e marquei. Ela falou, seu Lenin, pode ir lá marcar que eu tô com dinheiro. Falei, se marcar, mãe, eu disse que só tiver com dinheiro, porque eles marcam rapidinho. Aí eu fui lá, foi semana passada, e marquei pra ela, mas marquei pra amanhã. Vai ficar por 60 reais. Era 100 e cacetada, né? Era 100 e cacetada, se não fosse você pagar. Se não fosse você pagar metade. Mas só que a prefeitura paga metade, então a gente paga metade. Aí a metade a mãe vai pagar 60 reais. Aí a mãe tem que ter em jejum, né? Pra ver, né? Aí a mãe tá marcada pra 10 e 15 da manhã. Aí eu falei que ela pode comer. Hã?
Okay, did that work?
Can you all hear me? Hello? Oh my goodness. Hello? Can you all hear me? Okay, maybe not. So I'm going to call in on this other line.
Okay, can you all hear me now? Can you all hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't know what's going on with the lines. I'm not sure. But if you all can hear me now, we'll just go ahead and I'll talk from the cell phone. At least the live Latina lady is gone.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good. So, Cassandra, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Ronnie, you there?
I'm here.
And somebody, 8393, your 347, your number ends in 8393. Your mic is live.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kathleen.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, this is Susie. And,
hi, Susie. Did you have a question or did you just call to help us out?
I called to help you out because I'm talking to Nico and saying, what's going on? Oh, so what do I do?
Okay.
Just press one to mute the mic?
Oh, no, don't worry. I'll mute your mic. We got you. No problem. Okay, so we're back with the vacation therapist. Now, are you all getting a feedback on my line?
No, you sound good.
Okay, good. All right, thank you. Okay, so we're back. That was weird, huh?
Yes.
You know what? We're talking about vacation. So somebody called in from Mexico or España to talk to us.
To invite us on down.
She was like, come
maybe
on,
that's what
on.
She was telling us. And that's the other joy about taking vacations. You meet people from other lands and learn other languages.
That's right. That's right. I was trying to talk to her in Spanish. Did you all hear me?
Yes, I don't think
I
you're
heard
getting
you.
Spanish.
Good try,
right,
though.
I didn't recognize the language. It was Portuguese or Italian or something. I don't know.
Good try, though.
She was in a zone
where she couldn't hear anything.
No, she couldn't hear anything. And I was saying to her, por favor, señora,
go away.
Oh,
that's why you need a vacation
okay.
every so often.
I need it one tonight. I need a vacation
yes.
right now. That was funny.
Well, what I wanted to add about our vacations, they're affordable. And, you know, it's not only that I'm saying that we need to take vacations. You can afford to take our vacations because our prices are so good. And we have the Costco policy where basically you come in as a group. Because there's so many people within the network, the company is able to offer the prices, you know, much lower than they normally would be. So the spa that I took, I took some friends on that a couple of months back. It was a lot cheaper. It was like $1,000 a day for the people who were not members. But for those of us who were members of the group, you were able to do the whole weekend for under $1,000. So that is why I'm recommending that. Yes, a weekend. I'm sorry. It was a long weekend.
Uh-huh.
With all spa services, you know, every single thing that you could possibly imagine. It was just wonderful, and I'm ready to go back. But, you know, those are the kind of things that you get from the group membership, you know. So I offer two. I offer the membership packages, and I offer the non-membership. And so one of the non-membership trips is the wine tasting, and I just wanted to give you an idea about that and just wet your palate for it. Because I found that very often when we order wines, we always get the same old thing, you know, whatever we know and whatever we're used to, and we don't branch out. And so once I was able to connect with J.J. Greenfield, who is a wine specialist, and she has her own wine bar in Harlem, she teaches us about different wines and the history of wines, and we taste them, and she tells us about the aroma and the bouquet and the flavor and the color. And so you get an idea that wine isn't just guzzling, but it actually, it deals with all your senses, you know. So you're looking at the color, and you're smelling it, and you're tasting it, and then she helps us pair it with different foods. And we're going to be doing our next wine tasting event February 11th in Queens, and that is really preparing us for this trip that I envision us taking to France, because that's really one of my joys. I'm thinking about doing in the future a trip where all of us will just be able to go to a winery in France. But before we get there, we will learn about wines and how they're made, how to hold our glass, and, you know, and how to sip and order when we go out and impress our dates, you know, so that we're not just ordering, I'm trying to think, what did we drink back in the day, Ripple? We have advanced more sophisticated taste now.
Say Ripple.
Did I date myself? Oh my God.
Wait a minute.
Say Ripple?
Boone's Farm. Boone's Farm.
Oh, I love Boone's Farm, yes. And so, you know, I can't impress, you know, if I'm going for a job interview and they take me to a fine restaurant, I can't order Boone's Farm. You know, but
get on
that dog
for 2020, right? Just give
me some. Make Boone's Farm?
Do they make it?
They still make that?
I don't know. Boone's Farm on Linden in the street, I'm sure.
Oh my God.
I haven't seen it in the wine list the last time I looked. You know, but, you know, so many people who attended the last wine tasting said it was good, even though they didn't even drink wine. They just learned so much about the art of wine, you know, because JJ is such an expert and she's traveled the world, you know, purchasing wine as well as tasting it and learning about it. She teaches at City College. So the little class that she gives us, you know, at our wine tasting classes, she really teaches, I think it's a four-week class at City College. So we're just getting a little bit of what, you know, her knowledge is. But it's fun, you know, and I always incorporate my networking in, you know, each thing that we do. And so I consider that my mini vacation. So I'm inviting people to come to that, and that's February 11th. Can I give my information out?
Yes, please, please. And they were asking, what I was asking you also when I was competing with Miss Latina was they'd like to know if you have a website.
Oh, okay, well, I have a an email address that people can contact me at that. It's dreamgetaways4u, so number four, the letter U, at AOL.com.
Okay, I'll put that in the chat room. So it's dreamgetaways, with an S, for you. At what?
At AOL. At
AOL.com. AOL.com. Okay, great.
And that can be reached at 718-949, I'm sorry, that's an old phone number,
718-739-8810.
8810? Yes, that's the phone number.
Okay,
I can also design vacations for people, you know, anyone who wants their own special vacation, that's something else we can do.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'd like to welcome also to the line now, to the show, a friend of the show. He's with us weekly. Mr. Jerome Esprit is here with us tonight on Ask Kathleen. Welcome
Hello.
To the show, Jerome.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Welcome.
I know. I'm like, still stunned. Hello. I did hang up and call back in about four times because it was a Spanish-speaking station, and I thought, that's not where I'm supposed to be calling in. So I thought I was missing something. But I'm back. I'm back.
Welcome back, Kathleen.
I thought someone asked Kathleen something in Spanish, and then I kind of figured it probably wasn't you. I'm back. It's my fault.
So, Jerome, have you any questions for Cassandra, the vacation therapist?
No, I'm mad at Cassandra, even though I don't know her, because I didn't win. So I'm kind of, I have nothing for
it's
you, Cassandra.
It's never too late. That's what I was telling Kathleen earlier, that my company is doing a contest for a trip to Cancun. So if you contact me at Dream Getaways, I'll talk to you about the possibility of you winning.
Oh, look. Okay, well,
don't
I'm
be mad. Don't be mad. Just get back.
I'm not mad.
Exactly. So, Jerome, do you agree with the idea of vacations and taking fabulous vacations on a regular basis?
You know, I think everyone needs to wind down, and you need to kind of get away sometimes. I think when you get bogged down on your daily routine, sometimes people forget that there's a bigger world out there. And so there's always good to take a vacation. Whenever you think that life is that serious, take a vacation. You know, that's
okay, well, good night.
Good
night, everybody.
No, Kathleen is gone on that note. But I think that's always healthy. You know, you always tell children that when they think that their two square block neighborhood is all be all, and you say, hey, come on now, you need to get out. Like life is not that serious. Go see someplace else. And I think adults need constant reminders of that sometimes, as well, is that the world's bigger. There's more people. You know, you're not confined by everything that's just right in front of you. There's some other stuff. So, yeah, you have to take vacation.
Yeah, vacations are educational, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. We have another caller, I believe, with a question. So, caller with your number ends in 4343, tell us your name and where you're calling from. Welcome to Ask Kathleen.
Welcome to Ask Kathleen. I'm so happy to be on here. Good evening, ladies and gents.
Hello. Good evening.
Who's that?
This
is Natalie.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Jerome actually read my mind because I was actually going to talk about how important it is especially for us to take our children on vacation because I educated my children not only in school but through travel. And I think it really has made a huge difference in how they view the world and how they interact on a social level. And I remember, I think it was during elementary school, I went on a class trip with them. And it was just like Cassandra was saying, doing the day trips into the city. And the majority of the children on the bus were like in awe, you know, because we were crossing the Manhattan Bridge. And it was like, wow, what bridge is this? And, you know, and my kids are like so used to, I mean, these children look like they barely left Brooklyn or Queens or wherever. And so it was really an eye-opener for me. And I actually, you know, did a couple of local trips with, you know, to include some of their school friends because I realized that a lot of these children, I mean, of course, their parents have to work hard and everything, but they overlook the importance of taking their children on a vacation. So I'm so happy that, you know, we have a vacation therapist that's going to be able to make that more possible now.
Thank you. Because I find that very often we think we can't afford it or the children are not going to enjoy it. But with a lot of our vacations, I notice they have on the fine print, it will say that children under 5 are free or children under 10 are at half price. And so now it is affordable, you know, and I really thank you for that.
And Jerome,
remind people that it's not. You take a vacation for you, and then you take a vacation with your children. You can do both.
And I want to say I'm so happy that I won one of the free trips, Kathleen. Sorry, Jerome.
Hey, wait, is that Ashley? I think you should put her on mute. Anybody who won while I'm on, so I'm not bitter. No, congratulations, Natalie. I'll be calling you later.
She can take two people with her. I'm having a tough time deciding where to go, Jerome, so I might need your help.
Oh, well, you know, I'm there for you.
Is it concession?
Yes, you know, I'm there for you.
That's funny.
I just wanted to say you really quickly that was a good point is that you know you can take like day trips near you, like where I am in upstate New York, you know, Onondaga Lake, and I know Finesse is in the chat room, but Onondaga Lake is the home of democracy. People don't know that the Native Americans in this area, the Onondagas and Cayugas and Tuscaroras and all of those guys, actually met on Onondaga Lake. So Ben Franklin and those guys came up here to observe how democracy worked. And it's really funny is that I was telling people the story about the history of the area, they were literally kind of in awe of everything that they lived around and didn't know about. So I can imagine if you go on a trip and you don't realize where you are, there's some historical, you know, significance and relevance to where you actually live. I think it's, you know, I think it's important. So you have to get them out, even if it's for a day trip, not very far. Or, yeah. And you realize how small the world is when you can take an hour flight and you're halfway across the country.
It really is. And Cassandra, I have a trip idea for you as well.
Okay.
There is actually, I believe, near Niagara, a reenactment of the Underground Railroad. And I've always wanted to do a group trip there. So maybe you want to check into it. I'd love for us to be able to do a group event there. That'll be awesome.
Okay. Thank you, Natalie. That sounds great. And I like what I just heard. I didn't know anything about upstate New York. I know there is a lot of information about the Underground Railroad, but you don't hear anything about the Native Americans in upstate.
Yeah.
So that would be great to combine that.
Yeah, Harriet Tubman is about 45 minutes. She lived in Auburn, which is about 45 minutes. So the Underground Railroad comes through here and goes through all of the native land in this area. So the Onondaga...
Wow.
It's like one of the only free Native American nations in the country. Like, they actually have a treaty with this country, and their land goes all the way from Philly all the way up through Canada. And so just to know that stuff's so close to us. But yeah, there's a park in front of I can't think of what it's called in Philadelphia, but the Onondagas still own it. And so we... The Underground Railroad runs right through all of those areas, and it's interesting what those relationships were on the way to freedom. Because just like in a political talk like we normally have, is that we don't realize that anybody would have turned you in back then. So we had to have relationships all over the place.
Yeah,
and so just the Underground Railroad, Jerry Rescue stuff is up. In upstate New York, I mean, there's a bunch of hills and mountains, and there's a lot of places in New York State that there is no, there's just unoccupied land. People don't realize how big New York State is, but you can live in off the grid in New York State very easily.
Wow. Well, I like what you said on the road to freedom. I love it.
You know, there's a significant amount of history in Long Island as well, where we must need to. I wonder if anybody's taken the Underground Railroad route lately. Maybe that seems to be the theme that's coming up tonight. So maybe we're starting something. I was in a meeting with the Councilwoman Viviana Russell a couple of weeks ago in her office in West Hempstead. And she was telling me about the large, large numbers of locations in Long Island that used to be black-owned. As a matter of fact, she said a black woman owned Lake Success. Entirely owned Lake Success, and they forced her to sell it to, you know, whoever owns it now. But also that there were so many locations that are where the Underground Railroad, you know, stations for the Underground Railroad in Long Island that we really don't hear anything a lot about. So there's more for the vacations. So vacations can be, just like you said, they're educational, and you can do so many of them right here in New York City if you happen to be in New York, and I'm sure anywhere across the country, across the world, of course. Even if you live in the area, it's a big mistake to think that you know and a tremendous amount about the area that you happen to live in. There's so much history that exists that sometimes we don't know anything about, or you're just so involved in the everyday, day-to-day of going to the grocery store and, you know, whatever else you do on a daily basis that you have no idea what, you know, treasures are right in your back door.
Yeah, I appreciate this because I love doing research. Look into it.
Right. Right. That is awesome. So we're going to take another quick break for just a minute. So everybody hang in there. And then I do have – did we have a prize tonight, Cassandra?
Yes, we can do a trip to Cancun.
Wait a minute. I think Jerome won that, didn't he? Hold on. Let me Wait a minute, press one. Hold on.
Did we already have that and I missed it?
He just pressed one. Yes, winner. See, soon as you said it, I pressed one. I missed that last time.
Crazy. I'm going to give a question for you this time, and I'll give you the question as soon as we come back from from break. You all are crazy. We'll be right back. You're listening to Ask Kathleen. We are here tonight with our vacation therapist, Cassandra Williams, and my co-host, Ronnie, and also with Jerome Esprit of EspritNet News. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
Welcome to EspritNet News, 90-second news break. President Barack Obama authorized Navy SEAL Team 6 for a rescue mission in Somalia. He directed his security team to develop a rescue plan after intelligence emerged last week that the health of a hostage was deteriorating rapidly. The president said the U.S. will not tolerate the abduction of our people and will spare no effort to secure the safety of our citizens and bring their captors to justice. The U.S. Supreme Court has banned law enforcement officers from planting GPS tracking bugs on suspects' vehicles without a search warrant, but the ruling is unlikely to have an impact on other methods, like mobile phone tracking software. New data this week show more American women are choosing to give birth at home, opposed to in a hospital setting. The number has increased 29% in recent years. According to the report's findings, the most common participants are women 35 and older with multiple children. That 29% increase was between 2004 and 2009 after a 14-year decline. A woman from Atlanta says she lost her mind after winning $72 million in the lottery, but she plans to keep working. The woman says she urged her boyfriend to buy the ticket when he went into a Food Mart to buy a candy bar. They chose the cash option and went home with $52 million. There you have it. I'm Jerome Esprit for EspritNet News.
You know that the ice cream scoop has the power to make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the golf tee brings friends together, that the mailbox keeps them connected. You know that the cataract laser helps you look to the future, while the pacemaker ensures that there's a future to be seen. You know that the lawnmower, the clothes dryer, and the elevator make life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. You know that these things we count on every day started as ideas. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support minority education today so we don't miss out on the next big idea tomorrow. The United Negro College Fund, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Please visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of 326 hands playing Mozart. This is the sound of 10,942 hands showing appreciation. 64 hands building a house for the homeless. 142 hands swimming a triathlon. 18 hands winning the big game. And this is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's incredibly easy and effective. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Ask Kathleen. You are here with us, and we are here with you. We're talking with the Cassandra Williams, the vacation therapist. And also I have with me, of course, my co-host, the beautiful Ronnie B, and Mr. Jerome Esprit of Esprit Net News, political strategist. And you can call in to 909-265-9189 and join in the conversation and tell us about your vacation or ask a question of Cassandra Williams. And also, we are about to, Cassandra has brought with us, she brought a trip with her to Cancun. So get ready. Tell your friends, call in, because, you know, they might be able to take somebody and maybe it'll be you if you don't win. So we're about to give away a trip. Cassandra, are you ready to do that right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, I have. You can't just give it away. We're going to have a little trivia going on here. So I want the first person who can tell me the next line after this nursery rhyme that I'm going to give you the beginning of it, and if you can complete it, then you'll be the winner. Okay? Is everybody ready?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
Jerome ready?
Jerome, are you ready?
No, Jerome's not ready. I'm not participating. I'm listening. I'm going to be fair. We'll let your caller do it. Because I can't just press one. Hold on. When? No. Okay, never mind.
All right, so Miss Lucy had a baby. She named him Tiny Tim. She put him in the bathtub to see if he could swim. He drank up all the water. Finish if you whoever can finish that. Oh, we have
I know it.
Wait, hold on. Somebody's on the line. Hit one. Hold on. Caller from your left. I'm sorry, left is so hard. 3-1-3-5-3-1. Yes, hi.
Hello.
You are on Ask Kathleen.
Kathleen?
Yes.
We drank up all the water. Even tried to hit the bathtub when he put down his throat.
Wait, what? Come
he drank
come
up
again?
All the water. He even eat himself. He even tried to eat the bathtub, but it wouldn't fit down his throat.
She's a winner.
She's so close. Okay, you know what? That's the Jamaican version. Okay.
Yeah, wait, I have to say for the record, y'all are so wrong for that. As a guy, if I would have answered that, I shouldn't have won the trip. And then
Natalie just said Miss Lucy is in Jamaica. Wait, what was that?
Right.
Who was that talking?
That's me. I said that was, aren't those the words?
Yeah, almost. Okay, here it goes. Miss Lucy had a baby. She named him Tiny Tim. She put him in the bathtub to see if he could swim. He drank up all the water. He ate up all the soap. He tried to drink the bath. He tried to eat the bathtub. No, that's right. He tried to eat the bathtub and wouldn't fit that in.
That's right.
That's
an American version and Jamaican.
On speaker, but I wouldn't press one yet. So I'm listening on the show, and I'm like, okay, my gosh, she's going to go nursery rhyme. Oh, my God. Okay, Andrea. Okay, you can do this. You can do this, girl. And then when you start saying that, I know that.
What's your name?
Jerome.
Andrea.
Oh, thanks. Where are you calling
yeah,
from,
I get to go with her because I was the one that knew the rhyme and she won because I gave her that trip because you guys are going to deliberate till tomorrow so Jerome could go.
That is so funny. But listen, now, Jerome, for the guys listening, I do not want you to be intimidated because you know nursery rhymes. Do not let Jerome intimidate you. If you know nursery rhymes, it's okay.
Okay. You can have testosterone and no
endocrine.
So really?
No, I don't want you to stop them. Because guys might have babies and they tell them nursery rhymes. Somebody tell me, what kind of purse did the lady have in Miss Lucy?
Mm.
She had a purse?
Was it a diamond?
No.
I don't know.
Okay, he tried to drink the bathtub, but it wouldn't fit down his throat. So Miss Lucy called the doctor. Miss Lucy called the nurse. Miss Lucy called the lady with the...
Alligator purse.
Anyway, congratulations to Miss Andreen Williams, who is the winner of the King.
Well, this is an inside thing. Another Williams.
I'm going to be at the airport with Andre.
Oh, no.
So
Andre's supposed to be taking me on that trip.
Huh?
I know, for real.
Andreen's supposed to be taking me on that trip because I reminded Andreen to come on the show tonight.
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you, Jamaican, buck off. Buck off.
You owe us so bad. And not for nothing, Jerome and Ronnie and I are sitting here like, okay, when is it our turn? When do we get to go?
Let me make my offer again. Anyone who would like to also be eligible for a trip to Cancun can contact me offline at my email address, and I will tell you how to enter the contest. It's very easy.
Awesome. Okay, so everybody remember, you can reach Cassandra at 718-739-8810. 718-739-8810, or at Dream Getaways, the number 4, the letter U, at AOL.com. Dream Getaways for You at AOL.com.
Kathleen.
Wonderful. Yes.
Thank you.
Isn't this the third trip that Cassandra gave away?
Yes.
This is the third one, right? So let me get it straight. So each person who called in won one ticket, but then me, you, and Ronnie get to go? Is that how? They didn't read the fine print.
Good one, Jerome.
They're fine print. We will send that in the mail. Don't worry about it.
If you
have to take one of us.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
They had to read the fine print.
Nice try, Jerome.
Thank you. Had to bring it back.
Very good.
That was good. So, listen, it's 8:24, everyone. I just want to thank you so much, Cassandra, with your information about vacations and vacation therapy.
It's a whole new
meaning to take 2 Tylenol and a vacation and call me in the morning.
Thank you.
This is really great. I want to learn more about it. And, of course, I'll be talking with you more about this. And you have to come back because everybody's always excited about hearing more about vacation. Right?
Wonderful.
We love vacation.
Thank you so much. But we all have to go together. And my goal is to make sure that Ronnie and Kathleen go on a vacation together.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So they can bond. They need
pool.
To.
Yes, and I can sit and watch her jet ski.
Yes. Take pictures to put on Facebook.
Right off the shore. Just stand up. And I don't think when I stood up, the water didn't even come to my knee. I didn't even know how the jet ski was floating. It was hilarious. But anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Ask Kathleen. We will be back next week, Sunday. We may have next week, Sunday evening. I'm not sure where we'll be broadcasting from, but tune in and you'll figure out what's going on. If you are interested in being a guest on the program, definitely send me an email at askkathleen@gmail.com. Or just give me a shout out on Facebook or on Twitter. You know, you can definitely reach us there. And if there's anything that you are, I don't know where I was going with that. Where was I going with that?
If you have any questions that you want to know, ask.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Any questions? Thank you, Cassandra. Any questions that you have? If you have about anything. People ask me all the time various things about – a lady asked me today about scholarships, and I referred her to Cassandra because Cassandra has some information about scholarships and, you know, about your kids and vacations and so forth. You know, just send a shout-out, and we'll talk about it on the air. The last thing I wanted to just throw out to Ronnie was, Ronnie, didn't we go on a vacation every summer? But did I never thought it was a vacation when Mommy and Daddy shipped us off to Jamaica every year. Was that
I know.
Vacation?
Aren't we brats?
Was that a vacation, though?
Well, we were brats because we were like, we don't want to go. We hate it.
That's not called a vacation. That's called working for your grandparents.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it was. But, Ronnie, they didn't make you work. They made me work.
They didn't make me work. I didn't do a thing. I said, well, they already knew. They had set me up. I was all I did was eat and sit.
That's all she did. And I had to work. They made me clean the veranda and feed the chickens. And next week I'll tell you all about Charlie.
Okay.
Go Charlie.
Can't wait.
Ronnie hears this story every Thanksgiving. Okay.
I love it.
All right.
Good
all
night.
Right, everybody. Thank you so much for calling in. We will see you all next week.
For calling
in. Good talking to you all. Thank you, Cassandra. Thank you, Jerome.
Thank you, everybody. Good night, Jerome.
Thanks.
Have a great week, everybody. Have a
good
blessed
night,
week.
Everyone. All right.
Thank
have
you, Cassandra.
Have
thanks
a meaningful and blessed
room.
Week, everyone.
Thank you, Cassandra.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. This is Kathleen Williams, Ronnie B., and Jerome Esprit signing out. We were talking to Cassandra Williams. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
And I'll make it so. You'll be my only true lover. No competition, no other. Maybe it's just the thrill of the chase. But I've got a feeling I'm winning this race. I heard you.
cab and split it. I'm kidding, we broke coins to where you living. I got you giggling like a piglet. Oh, that's the ticket. I hope you're more like Anita Baker than Robert Gibbons. No, I don't know that lady, so let me quit it. I'm just style freeing, freestyling, which I seldom do. This is what I'm telling you.
Welcome to Esprinet News, 90-second news break. President Barack Obama authorized Navy SEAL Team 6 for a rescue mission in Somalia. He directed his security team to develop a rescue plan after intelligence emerged last week that the health of a hostage was deteriorating rapidly. The president said the U.S. will not tolerate the abduction of our people and will spare no effort to secure the safety of our citizens and bring their captors to justice. The U.S. Supreme Court has banned law enforcement officers from planting GPS tracking bugs on suspects' vehicles without a search warrant, but the ruling is unlikely to have an impact on other methods, like mobile phone tracking software. New data this week show more American women are choosing to give birth at home, opposed to in a hospital setting. The number has increased 29% in recent years. According to the report's findings, the most common participants are women 35 and older with multiple children. That 29% increase was between 2004 and 2009 after a 14-year decline. A woman from Atlanta says she lost her mind after winning $72 million in the lottery, but she plans to keep working. The woman says she urged her boyfriend to buy the ticket when he went into a Food Mart to buy a candy bar. They chose the cash option and went home with $52 million. There you have it. I'm Jerome Esprit for Esprinet News.